Rav Zeira asks Rav Yirmi a question. Yardaloid Muschamar Mao. Amalehi told him, Yarud Nala. He referred to him as a Tanin Shaita. If you take a look at Rav Kiva Eger in Gilyan Ashas, it's under Rashi, Dibra Maschel Yarud Nala that we mentioned earlier. He says, Ayin Chuvas Chavis Yar, Simin Kuf Nun Beis, Dover Nechmod Bozeh. So you don't see this every day in L'shoyne Azov Shrub Kiva Eger. But he says, take a look over there. Usually says, B'tzorachim Gadol. But he says, no, you're going to look there and you're going to see a Dover Nechman. Now the truth is, this tshuva from the Chavis Yar is a tshuva we've spoken about in the past. In fact, we actually have an elaborate raid bite on these words, where Rabbi Yirmiya told Rabbi Zeira, Yarud Nala. And the truth is, the background to this is, there was a lot of exchange between Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Yirmiya that the Chavis Yar, a real kadman, brings out in this tshuva that's a davar nechmar, in the words of Rav Kiva Eger, and that's what's going on over there. The personality of Rav Zeira versus the personality of Rav Yirmiya. Rav Zeira was somebody that was always beichel, masvid. Rav Yirmiya is always very happy and jolly, but that's the davar nechmar Rav Kiva Eger wants you to take a look at. But it's interesting, because Rav Kiva Eger is not the only one that was mitzayin this Chavis Yar in a very, like, geshmak way. Take a look at the davar nechmar. Chafetz Chaim, at the end of his sefer Chafetz Chaim that he wrote, his Chafetz Chaim, he has a few tshuvas from Kadmoinim that talk about inyanim related to Lashon Hara. One of the tshuvas that he's mitzayin is this tshuva. He brings the whole tshuva. He says, just for the reader, so like this, you should have access to it. This is an important tshuva. And the reason the Chafetz Chaim felt it was so important, because in that tshuva's Chavis Yar addresses a lot of Gemaras, where it seems like Tanam and Amiram are talking to each other in a way that would be very unbefitting, right? It's not something you would necessarily tell someone that you respect or like, and it doesn't seem to be oisgehalten with the basic principles of Shmir Saloshin. For example, when Sheisha says, "Kadnot nayim v'shachiv Rav amal hashmaita," right? He heard something from Rav. He must have said it when he was sleeping, because no person that's not comatose would say something like this. What's he saying? You find that throughout Shas. And the Chafetz Chaim goes through all these Gemaras, and he works it through, and the Chafetz Chaim felt that this was such an important tshuva, a tshuva shehutzu chaladayris, that he was mitzayin at the end of Chafetz Chaim. But that's really the context of how it comes in. But Derech Agav, the Chafetz Chaim gets involved in Rav Zeira's personality versus Rav Yirmiya's personality, and he very much talks about this Gemara of Yarud Nala.